The top stories on ABC News. The British Prime Minister Theresa May has decisively won a leadership challenge, staring down rebel MPs in her Conservative Party. The vote of no confidence was triggered by MPs frustrated by her Brexit policy, but the numbers fell the Prime Minister's way, 200 to 117. Now, the victory means that no leadership challenge can be mounted for 12 months. The federal government has announced it will establish a Commonwealth Integrity Commission. The government has been under pressure from crossbenchers and the opposition to create a federal anti-corruption body. Attorney General Christian Porter says it will have two divisions covering law enforcement and the public sector. Donald Trump's former lawyer has been sentenced to 3 years jail over his role in payments of hush money to women who said they had affairs with the president. Michael Cohen pleaded guilty to campaign finance violations after admitting he had arranged payments to adult film actress Stormy Daniels and to another woman. He'll also serve a concurrent sentence for lying to Congress over the Russia probe. And Tropical Cyclone Owen is expected to cross the Queensland coast in the Gulf of Carpentaria tomorrow as a Category 4 system. Very destructive winds of more than 200 kilometres an hour expected, along with flooding rains. Much of the east coast of Australia could also see heavy rainfall due to a southern low pressure system.